My name is Sophia. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 26th, and I'm speaking with May Lee, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Mill Valley, California. What are your hopes for what the future holds for me?
Well, I want your success in your life. You get a good job, the job you like to do, and I want you to be a happy person. And not depend on anybody. Individually, you can take care of yourself.
Worst things you ever did as a kid?
Well, one boy was silly, and I beat him up. She's a hard worker, and she has a very good heart.
Mm-hmm.
She was take care of her children and her grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
It's like an all volunteer. Mm-hmm. She's a very wonderful, lovely lady.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your father. Can you describe him to me?
My father is a hard worker too. He always, there. He always been there
mm-hmm.
for me and for my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything big, but he has been in the family. He was there for me,
mm-hmm.
for everything.
Yeah. Can you tell me about where you grew up?
I grew up in Beijing. It's a city, and in a lot of different than now.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is it different from
now? Well, now it's too model, too big, too many people. When I was younger, it's not like that. It's a little quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And less people, less building, less problem.
Mm-hmm. What was your daily life like when you were a teenager, like a kid? Like, you went to school, then how long were you at school, and how did you get to school?
Wow. When I was a kid, I got to school at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Our classroom was open.
Uh-huh.
I go to the classroom, study a little bit. Our class start at 8.
Mm-hmm.
So lunchtime, I go home, have lunch, and after that, I come back to school.
Mm-hmm.
From 2 o'clock afternoon to, I think, to 5.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours of school. And basically, I go home around 6 after school
mm-hmm.
in the evening. It's a long day. After dinner, have to study, homework every day.
Mm-hmm.
Never skip even one night. Homework mm-hmm. every night. In the morning, I check my homework. Before I turn to my teacher, I check in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you moved to Turkey, after you finished school, what was the biggest difference between Turkey and China?
Turkey is a different country. They're different culture, different food.
Yeah.
They're more relaxing. The Turkish people are more happy with their life. They don't want to do that much. But
mm-hmm.
It's different than the Chinese people. Chinese people always want to work, always want to do things.
Yeah.
But the Turkish people, they have something, they're so happy with it. They stop those things.
Yeah. What's one of your funnest memories in Turkey?
Funniest memory is my translator. Oh, my doctor friend. My doctor friend was speak a fun in Turkish. Was in totally different meaning with mm-hmm. the things. That was funny. I laugh even now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Do you have any, really good memories from when you were a teenager, or when you were younger?
I have some memories, but not that important even right now, because it's far